Thank you very much, Chair and honorable members. I think I need to deal with the contract between MultiChoice and SABC. When we talk about SABC has given a MultiChoice national archives, I think it is malicious, it is misleading. Reason being, SABC 2, SABC 1, 2, and 3, they have been sitting there for more than 20 years. What do you call that? Those are the archives of SABC or National Archives. Because 1, 2, and 3, they have been sitting there. MultiChoice not even paying a cent. That is content that we are talking about. I think the scene now is because SABC is benefiting from MultiChoice. Previously, we were not benefiting even a cent. That is the scene of the new leadership of this organization called the SABC. If you remember well, there is must carry regulations from ICASA. That must carry regulation says all the channels of the SABC, we should not encrypt our content in that pay TV channels or any pay TV. Just to give information is, we are not on MultiChoice only. We are also on Talk TV because they are pay TV. It is not MultiChoice. I don't know why people are so selective when they talk about a MultiChoice deal and the SABC. But what is key for me is, when we talk about national archives, do we understand what are we talking about? Or we are just talking for the sake of making noise? Let me give you the reason, honorable members. The National Archives Act says national archives should be, it can be used by the scholars, by the researchers, by ordinary people, by ordinary citizens. So you can't deny people to use national archives. At the SABC, we have scholars, they come. We have researchers, they come. We give them national archives because that is national archives. We also have what we call commercial archives. Commercial archives. What is commercial archives? Commercial archives is your Seven Dilange, your Movango, your Generations. I'm just giving you an example. And when we talk about commercial archives, internationally, how broadcasters operate, we license to international broadcasters content, commercial content. They also do the same thing. You have this SOB called the Beauty and the Beautiful. I don't know how for how many. Oh, yes. Yes, I don't know for how many years. You know, you have that content there. We license from other broadcasters. They do the same with us. How are we going to pay those actors, production house, if we can't commercialize that content? I think we need to clarify those issues. That is commercial content. We are allowed to do that by the law, even by the Broadcasting Act. But also when you check National Archives, I just need to do an example here. The late Minister Colin Chabane, if you check, after he passed on, what we did, we took him from young age, when he was still young, we called that National Archives. Are you saying South Africa, we can't give other broadcasters international? Because they should know what is happening about that, South Africa. Any president around the world, if they pass on, we ask those national archives from those broadcasters. We do the same thing here. Example now, if you check the late our icon Nelson Mandela, most of the archives in South Africa, we don't have those archives. Where they are abroad, we also get those archives because those are national archives. So we just need to clear the air. But the people who are doing this, they are malicious, but also they have business interest. You know, the issue is business, because remember, one of the broadcasters, they are competing with SABC. They are on that channel bouquet of the multi-choice. They have been there. When we came in, because now we are fighting for that cake that people are not talking about, because multi-choice is also paying for that channel. The channel that is sitting there, multi-choice, fund that channel. We came and said, no, multi-choice, we need that cake also. We need to share cake. So people are not happy, because even from advertising, we are also taking advertisers from this other competition broadcaster. So people will never be happy. So I think we need to clarify those issues to say SABC, we have followed all the process, governance process within the SABC. And previously, when we came here, we could not carry on with that channel because multi-choice, they were giving us 50 million for 5 years. How do you run newsroom with 50 million for 5 years? We put another strategy as the new leadership. We said, but you multi-choice, because you are benefiting from our channels, and our channels are most watched channel in those bouquets, you need to fund our content. They are funding our content. That is what is happening now. They are funding our content. But also, when you read the PFMA is saying government can't invest on a private sector or company. Because the fight is between us and ETV. What we are fighting for is encryption. And we, SABC, we are saying we can't encrypt our content, because our content should be accessible to all the citizens of South Africa. So we can't encrypt. Why should we use encryption when we know we are not going to use encryption? But why they want that? They want to benefit from government, because this is what the fight is all about. So we are saying as SABC, there's no need for us to encrypt, because we want our content to be accessible to everyone.